Years with If You're Over Me here on Susie Breakfast on your Friday morning. Me, Chris Jacobs, and right now on the line we've got someone who was born and grew up in Paris but has been lucky enough to perform to various places all around the world. She's been compared to the likes of Portishead, Amy Lee from Evanescence, and Christine and the Queens lately. It's Andrea D. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. It's obviously, as we were saying on the phone a minute ago, it's a Friday. Everyone feels a little bit better on the Friday.
Yeah, very good. Exactly.
So, what I was looking at, what I want to start with is, I was looking at your Instagram. You do French Cover Friday. What's that all about?
Yeah, so I started doing, so taking popular songs that are on the radio now, or 10 years ago, depending on how I feel, really.
I was going to say, because I saw Lizzo last week.
What is it, sorry?
Lizzo. You did Lizzo, didn't you, do last week?
Yeah, I did Lizzo, and I just translate them in French. Obviously, sometimes you have to change a little bit of the meaning and stuff. But yeah, and it's a lot of fun, actually.
Any ideas what tonight's going to be?
Ah, it's a surprise.
We're going to have to tune in, are we?
You have to tune in, yeah. But tonight is going to be an actual French song. So I'm not translating. I just took an old French song and just gave it a little, my version of it.
Oh, that'd be interesting. But yeah, obviously you grew up in Paris. How did you go from like growing up in Paris and learning your trade there and to your first onstage experience was actually as a third generation Las Vegas showgirl? How did that work?
Yeah, my mom is American and my dad is French. So I grew up in France, went to art school there, and then my mom wanted to go back to America, and she is from Las Vegas. So we moved back there, and I finished high school there, and then went to my first real job at 18, which was being a showgirl.
Oh, wow. That's a real change, like, especially having a French and US in your family. That's incredible. Obviously, two massively different cultures.
It was a culture shock, though. I have to say,
I can imagine it would be. But you weren't just Las Vegas; you moved to like New York, and you've done like gigs of US, Europe, Asia. And what's the best place you've performed, and what's the best reaction you've got?
That's a good question. I think, well, so we did a European tour with my band before. The European tour was really fun. I have to say that, you know, I traveled everywhere, but like doing a show in Paris in front of my family that hadn't seen me at all perform ever, that didn't see, you know, who I've become as an artist, that was one of a big highlight for me. Not only because they were there, but also because I had this feeling of, you know, my band had my back, and it was just that kind of moment where it was like, I've arrived. You know?
You're there now. Did anyone shed any tears?
Yeah, not really. I think because when I'm on stage, I perform. It's very big and it's very dramatic. And then I don't think they did, but maybe I didn't see. Or maybe that doesn't really. I'm just kind of like, okay, yeah. My mom cries when she sees me, but I don't know. I'm like, okay, mom, like, you know, I've been doing it for a long time now.
Yeah, she must be so proud of you and everything. But why have you, so the new album, Truth and Dare, why have you decided to stage it the way you have in terms of the release? Rather than the whole album coming up at the same time, you've decided to do a song every month. Why is that?
Yeah, because I just felt like, the album is made in terms of, like, episodes. So each song represents something very specific in my journey through self-acceptance. So each song has, like, a different meaning, and it goes up and up and up, and then it kind of comes down. So right now we just released our fifth single, which is called Rap Trap, and that's, to me, like, we're at the top of the mountain, you know, we're almost there. We made it to the mountain, to the top. We fought, we became who we are, I became who I am, I accepted others to see me the way they want to see me because I know who I am, and there's this whole kind of transformation happening. And I just felt that the way, if we put every time a single, there's a lot of different story and a lot of topics that we could talk about versus putting the whole album and then kind of being like, well, this is it, you know. And I just feel like also because we live in a world where the culture is very fast. It's very like, okay, cool, there's new music. You listen to it for 1-3 minutes and then that's it. Why not kind of keep going and just, you know, I love artists that give me a single. You know, like, I love albums, don't get me wrong, but I love, like, looking at new artists and be like, oh, that's cool, there's a new, you know, there's a new single, or there's a new, it's almost like a Netflix episode, you know? You come back every week to see, or you binge watch, but...
Yeah, it's something different, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's that kind of, you come back and kind of check it out and be like, oh, what is it? And I think for a new artist, it's a kind of good way to create that relationship with people.
Yeah, you say that, it's like, because it says on your website, which I've got up here, is you're saying you're a very unconventional artist and the way you do things, very unconventional. I think that makes you stand out a lot more, in particular. But what can we expect from the rest of the album, and say, like, the future for Andrea D? If, like, the people listening now want to, like, tune into your music, what can we expect? Because you said Rap Trap was, like, kind of like the top of the mountain. What can we expect from the rest?
So there's two songs in French. So one came out Je suis seule, and then the next one will be coming out soon. So now we're coming down, you know, we're coming down from the mountain. So it's more acoustic, it's more, so the next song is going to be acoustic, it's a duet. It's a little bit more relaxed. It's a bit more I would say the first half is kind of the fight, and the second half is more kind of the, okay, this is how it feels.
Okay, you know? Okay, that makes sense. But one last thing before you go, how can people get hold of Rap Trap? Where are we getting this? Where is it streaming?
Yeah, so Rap Trap is on every digital platform, so whatever you listen to, Spotify, iTunes, or whatever is your thing. You could also go on my website, which is andreadee.me, D-E-E.me. And there's all my singles there and Rap Trap, as well as the music video, which is on YouTube that we filmed in London, in the streets of London, in central London, actually.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you for joining us today on the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll try and do this again, well, fingers crossed, when the album's all done.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I'm always here.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Okay, that was Andrea D, who obviously, definitely check her out all across all her streaming platforms for Rap Trap and obviously the album Truth and Dare, which is being staged and coming out. And definitely check her out all on her social medias and her website at the Andrea D. Definitely.